Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you're in Dublin, you've probably heard, particularly if you're around the Sandymount area, that swimmers have been warned to avoid Sandymount Strand due to sewage smells, algae and dog poo. And it's not the first time we've heard of this in Dublin, and it's not the first time we've heard or talked about this story across the country. So what's the solution? Joan O'Griffin is from the Wild and Free Adventure Company in Donegal. I know you're not talking about Dublin and Sandymount Strand, Joan O, but just nationally and countrywide, are we doing enough to protect our water quality?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I think there's a lot of work that can be done. I think there is stuff going on locally at a small level. But I think, yeah, there is a lot of work to do to kind of create awareness and I suppose have people realize that everything ends up in the ocean. You know, things that go into fields and on roads that end up into streams and the streams end up in the ocean. So, yeah, it's a big issue in some places for sure, you know.
What's the quality like where you are?
Donegal as a whole is pretty good. There is a few areas that are not great, but as a whole it's very good, and you can remarkably see the difference. You know, we just have pristine beaches and coastlines, but in some of the little bays now there is issues where raw sewage and stuff from rivers is coming down, which does make an impact, you know. So you have to be careful. Be on the water is not so bad, but when you're in it you have to be careful not to drink it in some places, you know.
Would you swim everywhere? Like, would you feel you could swim in at all of the beach access points?
Yeah, the beaches aren't so bad. It's more around piers and kind of inlets and bays where there is issues where, you know, stuff is coming down the rivers or coming off piers from a variety of sources that you just have to be careful. And I've had people in my own business, I take people paddleboarding, surfing, and on some of the locations, people do question the water quality. And I have to kind of reassure them, you know, that as long as it's tidal, as long as the water's kind of coming and going a bit, it's not stagnant, we're okay. But you still have to be careful. There's some people just won't go in certain locations because they've heard stories of runoff or, you know, sewage from be it camper vans or sewage treatment plants, you know.
Liam Grant is on the line as well, Jono. Liam's a surfer and an environmental activist in Lahinch in County Clare. What's the water quality like there, Liam?
Unfortunately, it's not very good, and it's a lot to do with the wastewater treatment facilities in the local area. You know, both Lahinch and Simon have sewage treatment facilities that often discharge raw sewage into the river there that ends up at Lahinch Beach. So we've had every summer, you know, several days where the beach is closed due to water quality issues, and it's terrible for the town, the people swimming, surfing, the businesses there, the tourist people, and we badly need, you know, clean water on the beach and clean rivers so that we can go about our daily lives and enjoy the ocean.
What's the engagement from the council or Irish Water about it?
Yeah, like, I think the big problem has been a lack of investment over the last 30 years. You know, that's really the big issue. And it's this Garen's job now to take over from the council and invest in these wastewater treatment facilities. Like, it's somewhat positive, but we're not investing enough money in it, you know. There's, I think, €1 billion in Irish water this year going into these kind of things, and it needs to be double that. And it's also a massive problem. Like, we can't get any more housing estates built in Enniskillen or any more social houses because the wastewater treatment facilities aren't there. So it's actually stopping housing being built and also poisoning our water. So I think it's actually the biggest problem here in North Clare is that lack of proper wastewater treatment facilities.
So just underinvestment, Liam, down through the years?
Yeah. But if you look at the plant in Enniskillen, it was built in the 1940s and was built for, you know, 100 people or so. It's very primitive. I can tell you what it is now. It's actually a big bed of stones. That's what happens. The liquids go through a bed of stones, the solids are settled and taken out of there, and that's it. Like, people think these things are doing some treatment. Even the sewage that gets treated is treated very primitively. A lot of it, if there's heavy rain, the storm water and the sewage drains are the same thing. So it floods the plant and it can't handle it. And then there's just an overflow. So anytime there's rain, not even that heavy rain, just raw sewage going into the sea. So that's what's happening. I don't know if people fully realize that. People think what they're flushing down the toilet is, you know, probably being treated properly. In most places around the country, it's not.
Okay. When you surf and when you swim, you're in the sea regularly. Is it that uncomfortable? Can you see that? Can you smell that when you're in the water?
You definitely can. It's often after heavy rain you see the discoloration. That's when it's so really particularly bad. And look, I've been surfing my whole life in Lahinch, so I'm a little bit immune or used to it, but a lot of people get sick, particularly kids. I've had a friend who had a kid end up in children's hospital with E. coli poisoning. It's kids are the most vulnerable to that kind of E. coli poisoning. And that's the big worry, and it often deters people when we get the notice of, you know, it's not safe to bathe, people aren't going to do surf lessons, aren't going to do swimming. And I hate to be highlighting it, but the reason I am is because I want that clean water, you know what I mean? We want to be able to tell people to come to Clare, come to Lahinch, come to Banks Point. It's issues there as well. Like, that's what I'd love to happen.
Okay. Well, it's not just in Lahinch. I know I mentioned Sandymount Strand there in Dublin a few moments ago, but Dunica is in Cork. What's the water quality like where you are, Dunica?
It's Dunnock here from ecoplum.ie. It's actually not too bad at the moment, and they do test it. The EPE do test it, and they test, you know, 80, they're saying 81% of the coastal waters around Ireland are higher, good enough quality, and 36% of transitional water is about the same. But they only test about 60% of water is only monitored around the country. It does fluctuate. You've got different levels, water levels as well. So the sediment is a huge problem. Infrastructure, 100%. I agree with Liam as well. And I used to live in Lahinch as well. I'm also a surfer. My father's from Enniskillen. We were up in Bunnygall last weekend at the Irish Surfing Trials. My young fella is going into it. So it is a very real concern, and we do see it, like, you know. I mean, the Antashka or Tiagas are talking about the EIP, which is the European innovation partnership.
Mm.
They're talking about putting measures in place, which we can all see. You know, unfortunately, the former system in farming. I think you were talking about it yesterday on the radio about organic farming. In 10 years' time, where farmers are going to be as well. I was watching a program on TG Carr there last year as well, and they've seen that monoculturalism and big open fields is only increasing the water flow. It's actually dropping the water table. They've seen that in France, and they're talking about now measures. They're essentially talking about backtracking, hedgerow establishment, additional fencing for bovine, tree planting, you know, sediment traps managed with a multi-speed sword, and pesticide mitigation measures. So everything we're seeing, they're talking about. The problem is it's moving very slowly, and the lack of investment in the infrastructure. And also, I'd say it's a bigger problem because everything's interconnected. And we were talking about signs a minute ago. Forget the banners, right? We need to read the signs. All the signs are there now. What as above is below. So if a healthy tree is a healthy tree root system is healthy, again, the foliage and the canopy and the biodiversity is going to be healthy above. So we really are at a critical stage, because pollution very easy has an exponential effect. And I actually fit water filters as a side business, and I'm now doing the whole coast, the perimeter of Ireland, from Derry to Dublin, Wicklow, Wexford, Cork, Kerry, Dublin, or Clare, up the Banner, and Galway.
Okay.
And I can tell you, and after 16 years, we're seeing discoloration everywhere, and this is just in the drinking water. You've got leaks, you've got sediment, but the lack of investment. And I mean, the proper management of urban wastewater is 100% of Liam's saying.
Okay.
There. And I know, and I know we go to Lahinch, and I was in Lahinch only about a month ago, and I have it on my Instagram page. And I walked out of the surf, I was surfing Cornish, came out up off the cliff. I found three disposable vapes in the river.
Just thrown there.
Just thrown there.
Yeah.
One was open, I could see clearly corroding. And I took another 10 paces, and I found another one. So I found literally on four disposable vapes before I hit the car park.
The text from John as well. He says, looking at the map of all the raw sewage outlets around the coast of Ireland, it's shocking stuff in 2024. Some outlets in County Wexford, all given all the surplus billions that were available during the Celtic Tiger era, it's a pity they didn't just invest and get it right, that they couldn't get it right back then. Keep your thoughts coming into us, 087 1400 106. We're talking about the quality of your water quality. Would you swim in it? Your local beach in your area? We're talking about this today because of Sandymount Strand and the notice of the warning there to swimmers. That's Joan O'Griffin, Liam Grant and Dunnock there as well in County Cork.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.